Today is the 17th of June. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May and Chizora is here with me to wish every single man listening to this podcast a very happy, happy, happy Father's Day. We want to thank you for all the love and support that you give our mothers. We want to thank you for helping raise our children. And we want to thank you for being an example of what men should be. Thank you for everything you do for us. And we just want to say, have an amazing day. You guys deserve to be spoiled. You guys deserve every single gift you get today. And most importantly, we pray that our Heavenly Father continues to bless you, continues to strengthen you, and continues to guide you as you be our earthly Father. Yes. So, with all that said, we're going to continue in the line of worship. We're going to pick up from where we left off yesterday. And so our verse of the day comes from Psalm 68, 4-5. And it says this. Sing to God. Sing praise to his name. Exalt him who rides on the clouds. His name is the Lord, and rejoice before him. A father to the fatherless. A defender of widows. Is God in his holy dwelling. And so Father, may our life, our compassion and our ministry reflect your heart for those who need care and protection and love. Give us eyes to see this need more clearly and a heart to respond more certainly so that your love may be demonstrated through us. This we worship and pray in your precious name. And so today is Father's Day. Today is a special day, and I believe it is important that we celebrate our earthly fathers. And whether you're a spiritual father, an adoptive father, a stepfather, a biological father, a mentor, a role model, we celebrate you today. And I pray that you worship in a new dimension, and that as you are celebrated today, let's not also forget to celebrate our Heavenly Father, who is the ultimate Father of fathers, who is the one who can demonstrate love without condition, without strings, who loves us unconditionally, who loves us without a contract, without having said we need to do this and we need to do that. But we serve a God who loves us despite our many faults. Despite our many sins, he still loves us and still holds us in the palm of his hands. And so, fathers, to every man listening, every father-to-be, today's your day. And we worship with you as we worship God for strength and peace and love. And that he continues to guide you in everything that you do. Every decision you make will be a godly decision. I told you today we will be joined by the little one in my household. And so as we worship together alongside with you, please note that our prayer is that God continues to equip you to be the fathers of this land, and that God continues to equip you to be the fathers of our generation, the fathers of our churches, the fathers of our homes. You guys are the head and you are not the tail. You are above and not beneath. And so today we celebrate you. We celebrate you with all our heart. Go and lift up your voice and worship him.
I'll never know, yeah, how much it cost to see my sin upon the cross. I will never, never, never know how much it costs to see my sin upon the cross. Yes, here I am, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down, and here I am to say that You're my God. You're together worthy. All together.
Yeah.
All together wonderful to me. Father, I'll never know how much it costs. And because of that, we can rest in Him. We can have peace in Him. Because we will never truly ever know how much it really cost. I do not think you can put a price. I do not think you can put money on someone sacrificing their life for you. Here I am to worship. Father, here I am to bow. Hear, O God.
Proverbs 16:17 says, when a man's ways please the Lord, He makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. He makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. When our ways please the Lord, He makes our enemies at peace with him, with us.
Father, we want your peace. We desire your peace. We need your peace. A peace that passes all understanding, God. Teach us to know your way. Teach us to please you, God. We want to please you with our lives. We want to please you with our thoughts. We want to please you with our hearts. We want to please you with our hands. Father, teach us, teach us, teach us, teach us. We come before you right now in humble adoration and we say, Father, we worship you. Teach us. Show us your way, show us your way, show us your way. Oh, oh.
Just begin to sing your own song. Dictionary says that Peace means freedom from disturbance, tranquility. Or a state or a period in which there is no war or a war has ended. Peace is something that we should all desire. Peace is something that we should all want. We shouldn't always have to live in a disruptive world. We shouldn't always have to live in a noisy world. We need peace. And so I want our worship to reflect that this week. And I want us to claim that which is ours. Father, we stand on your promise. We stand on your word. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you." Because, Lord, we trust in you. Just begin to ask God for stillness. Begin to ask God for peace, because when we are still and when we've taken away the noise and there's nothing around us distracting us, we can hear God better. We can truly see God for who and what he is. What I want for every single one of you is that God's peace be upon you, that God's peace surround you. Makata boshi kitiri bosha kataraba. Because a lot of us are living in noise, a lot of us cannot hear God, and so we just need to be still. We just need to be still and say, God, speak to us. We want to hear your voice now and forevermore. We don't want to make a wrong move. We want to go where you tell us to. So, Father, keep us. Help us to be still. So we can hear your voice and we can our souls, in our hearts. Father, let your peace, let tranquility be a part of our daily lives. Yeah.
And so our declaration of the day says this: I declare God is working all things together for my good. He has a master plan for my life. There may be things I don't understand right now, but I am not worried. I know all the pieces aren't here yet. One day it will all come together and everything will make sense. I will see God's amazing plan taking me places I have never dreamed of. This is my declaration.
So Lord, we pray that you help us to put our trust in you day by day. We know that you have told us not to let our hearts be troubled and to trust in you in all circumstances of life. Help us, Lord, when fear starts to well up in our hearts, to turn it over straight to you. Father, help us to fix our eyes on you. Help us to rest in the promise of your peace. Father, we thank you for all that you have provided for us throughout our lives. Father, our lives and our homes, our families and our friends, our health and strength, and the many benefits that you have showered on us day by day. And most of all, for dying for us on the cross, so that we may live forever with you in heaven. We do love you, Lord, and we pray that in the days that lie ahead, that we will turn to you as soon as the first negative thought crosses our mind and ask that you would replace it with your perfect peace. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. In Jesus' name we have worshipped. Amen and amen and amen. So, we are on all the social media websites. We are on all the social media websites. So, we're on Facebook, A Heart of Worship. If you want to follow me personally, you can follow me at Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, at JC May Music, or at JC May. At JC May's on Instagram. The other two are Facebook and Twitter.
Once again, over here on Heart of Worship, we would like to wish every father a happy Father's Day. Enjoy your day. Make sure that our women spoil you. I'm definitely going to be spoiling my husband today. But until tomorrow, guys, stay blessed. And my prayer for you is may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day your whole life through. Until tomorrow, stay blessed. Bye.